I'm here with Hannah, the program manager on the Dev Center Analytics team. Dev Center Analytics. Sounds like a TV personality. Channel 9's Hannah Jima is here.
Coming at you live from Building 83.
Maybe you can tell us a bit about what are the analytics in the Dev Center and why are they important for developers? Why should developers care about it?
Yes, so the Universal Store provides a rich set of foundational analytics to app and game developers. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to provide information so developers can make targeted actions on their apps and games, drive more acquisitions, usage, and then make more money.
So basically, this is how you make more money, this is how you make more users, and this is how you go on some vacation once you've retired with all your millions, right?
Okay, provide good. Them with the analytics to be able to do that.
Empowering developers.
Absolutely.
I love that. So maybe we can start with maybe a little intro of the Dev Center, of the analytics part, and tell us a bit what's there and how can developers use it.
Yes. So in the Universal Store Dev Center, the analytics we provide are reports such as acquisitions, add-on acquisitions, usage, health, ratings, and reviews.
So usual stuff that developers will kind of expect from analytics, that this is free. Like this is, yeah. You don't have to do anything in your apps. Once you put this in the store, it's there.
So on all of our reports, we have filters that pivot for the entire report. For example, across the top of your screen, you will see different time frames that you mm-hmm. can look at. So for acquisitions, you can look at 30 days, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, or define a custom time period.
So you just want to look at the past week.
Exactly.
Great.
You just had a sale going on for Black Friday. You can narrow down to that week and see how your acquisitions have adjusted.
And here I see you have both acquisitions and install. What's the difference?
Yes. So an acquisition is when a customer has acquired a license for your app, whereas an install is each individual instance that they installed it on a Windows 10 device. And it's important to note that the count does not go up if the app was installed on a non-Windows 10 device, nor does it go down if it was uninstalled.
Okay, so I can buy an app once, but I can install it as many times as I want. Simple.
Yes.
I like it.
So also we include information such as the acquisition funnel, which shows how a customer went from viewing your page mm-hmm. to the number of acquisitions, installs, and then usage for your particular title. And this acquisition funnel is over a 90-day period.
Great. So you can track how many people went to your page and then the store and why they didn't click on your install button, basically.
What you want is to get as close from page views to acquisitions to installs and drive them all the way towards usage.
Great. I see you're not doing a great job in your app.
This test app's not doing so well.
Good.
We also have information such as markets, customer demographic, and then app page views by channel as well as by conversion. Mm-hmm. So by channel will be, was it storage traffic or a custom campaign that you put together? So you can evaluate the effectiveness of your custom campaigns. And then you can drive down into the individual campaigns that were run and look at your page views and conversions by campaign ID. So the usage report is fantastic because it shows essential analytics such as user sessions, the number of devices, your duration, which is your total engagement minutes, as well as retention, which shows you DAU/MAU. I think the most exciting part of this report, which isn't lit up on our demo, is cohort active usage.
Cohort, what is that?
So a cohort is a group of users who started using your app within the same week. And it tracks their continued engagement over a period of time. So you can see, well, do my customers start dropping off and stop using mm-hmm. my app after week 2 or week 3? And then maybe you can send them a coupon or a targeted event to try to keep them engaged and retain them as users of your app. And going down, you can see we also show user sessions by market, as well as user sessions by package version. And I think user sessions by package version is really helpful to know, hey, I released a new package version. However, most of my users are on an older one. So maybe that's where you make investments and continue to make investments in your particular title. So custom events can be defined within your app or game by the developer in order to get analytics on those predefined events, such mm-hmm. as level 2 achievement unlocked. Anything that the developer would like to define.
Whatever, like button click.
Absolutely.
Or screen view, or whatever it is that you want to track, right?
Yes. So.
Now, what about something that's, I think, more important is something that tells me what kind of bad developer I am. So what about the crashes?
So our health report is where we are able to show you memory failures, JavaScript exceptions, crashes, and hangs in near real time.
Great. So this shows me how many bugs I have. Thanks a lot.
Like I said, it is available in near real time. So if you release a new version mm-hmm. of your game, and you can come directly to the Dev Center analytics page for your health and see, hey, are my crashes spiking? How am I trending with my failures? You can view your failure hits by package version, by market, and say, hey, I'm seeing a large spike in Canada.
I got to respond what's going right on. Now. Right?
Yeah. Perhaps it could be a localization issue, mm-hmm. Whatever it may be. Once you have your individual failures, you can drill into that particular failure detail, which brings you to a new page where you can see stack traces and cabs and filter this report based off of your package version, your device type, sandbox, etc.
This is really cool.
So if you have a game that's Xbox Live enabled, then there'll be an additional report available in Dev Center called Xbox Analytics. And this particular report will give insights and analytics such as concurrent usage, achievement unlocks to see how far a player has progressed in your game, social usage to see how your players are interacting outside of your title, as well as accessory usage to see what additional hardware a player may have. And all of this can be used to develop insights and make targeted decisions on your game. So we know how essential reviews are to the success of your game or mm-hmm. your app. And it's really important to respond to customer feedback because we've taken analytics in the store that shows that when a developer responds to a customer review, mm-hmm. 20% of the time, that customer will go in and make updates to their review.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So for example, if you release a game and it has a high number of crashes, there's a systematic error mm-hmm. that caused your game to crash quite a bit at a certain point. And you identified that, you went in and made some changes and pushed out a new package version. You resolved that issue. It's important to let those customers know who left those reviews, hey, this has been fixed. And you can do that directly on the ratings and reviews report.
And it's all public, right? So anybody that goes to the store, reads the reviews, sees that you've had this conversation with the actual commenter, and then you can actually see that you're responsive and you've updated your app and they download your app again.
Yes, the response to reviews are public.
Awesome. So be careful too, you can't be mean to those commenters. They can be mean to you though.
They're your customer, so hopefully the relationship is a positive one. So like the previous reports we looked at, you can filter by different time frames, but it's important to note that the ratings and breakdown and ratings over time mm-hmm. Are fixed at 12 months. And if you see right here, you can respond to reviews directly from this page. Here you can see someone has already responded, and you can go in and update your response if the customer then updates their review, would like. And there's also something called review insight categories, which we have a preset number of categories that your reviews can be bucketed into.
Oh, okay.
So we run NLP processing on the reviews that are given, so you can look at, hey, stability. How many of my reviews would have fallen to the bucket as being a review based off of the stability mm-hmm. of my app?
Mm-hmm. So you can just focus on those reviews, and if there's crashes, you can just focus on the reviews that say there's a crash.
Exactly. And kind of playing off of ratings and reviews, also there's the feedback hub. So if a customer leaves you feedback for Windows 10 devices, you have the feedback hub where customers and also developers alike can leave you feedback on your particular title.
Yeah, not a lot of developers know that the feedback hub can also be used for third-party applications, not just for Windows in general.
Yes.
That's what most people use it for, which is really cool.
Yeah. And we love feedback for the Dev Center analytics team. And where you can go to leave us feedback or suggestion, kudos, complaints, we want to hear it all.
Great,
and the place you can go to do that is this question mark in Dev Center, where you can click on feedback. And you can send feedback for a problem, suggestion, or a kudos. I would like to click kudos.
And then of course you would.
Select an area for analytics.
I want to give you feedback about your feedback process.
And we would love that as well. So you can go ahead and type in your feedback and submit that. We're able to receive it. We review it on a regular basis. We prioritize those suggestions and roll them into our analytics plans and releases going forward.
This is great. Now, all the stuff we talked about is public right now, right?
Yes.
Developers can go into the Dev Center right now and can see everything we just showed. Is there stuff that is not public that maybe we can talk about?
Yes, absolutely. Some new features that are coming up will be, example, anomaly detection, as well as normalization across your health report, such as crash-free users, crash-free devices, and crash-free sessions.
That's really cool. And can developers give that a try now, or did it have to wait?
So before we release a lot of these large new features, there's what's called the Dev Center Insider Program. So as a developer, you can join the Insider Program where you get pre-release features where you can go in, test them out, and provide us with feedback. So if there's something you don't like about a new feature, we would love to hear about it so we can make adjustments before we release to GA. So you get early previews of all of our large new features that we have in Dev Center.
So I just got back from talking to the Dev Center team. Awesome meeting. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, make sure to reach out on our Twitter handles. To get started with just Dev Center Analytics or to learn more about Dev Center Analytics, you can go to aka.ms/ifdev-devcenter-analytics. The link is going to be somewhere over here. And then make sure to ask any questions. You know, let's have a conversation. And then if you have any suggestions on what you want us to cover for next videos, also let us know. You know, comment below, let us know on Twitter. We'll have a conversation, we'll get through it. And then until next time, happy coding.
It's like nerve-wracking to do this. How do you have to do it all the time?
I'm so
nervous.
It's so hard, right?